Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
The World Show with Nikki B.
And right now with me, I have tonight's very special guest, Trevor Michael. Trevor, welcome back to the World Show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, ma'am. It's nice to be back.
But we're still together in sound. And even though we are stopped by this coronavirus, at least I can still speak to you about your new album, Kotel. But Trevor, before we go to Kotel, let's just refresh those who might not know your work. Let's refresh them on who you are, where you come from, and how you came to be working with music.
Trevor Marco from Davidson. I'm a bassist, guitarist, vocalist. I'm just a cocktail of talent. I started doing music about 10 years ago, somewhere around there.
Yes. So that song, I really wanted to speak about that song. That song is off your brand new release. And it's a very important song, I think, right now, in terms of what's happening in our country. Tell us about Bakai, featuring Sol Pinduka. It's off Trevor Michael's new album, Kotel. Tell us about the song, Trevor.
Kotel is an artist that I recently signed. I just released an album for him titled Bakai, out on digital platform. So basically, yes, this speaks about how men should fulfill their purpose in this universe. So it seems like men have forgotten their godly purpose, you know, in this universe, in protecting everything in this universe, you know. So hence, we beat these women, we rape them, you know. We have forgotten that we need to protect these women. So basically, the song speaks about that.
Yes. Yeah. And one of the things I love about it is it's got that kind of, what can I say? It's a call. It's almost because of that chanting vocals.
It's a cry out.
It's a call. It's bringing people together. And that's very beautiful. And on that song, you featured Sol Pinduka. You work quite a lot with Sol, and you always have.
Oh, yeah. Sol Pinduka is my friend. I had him for a week at my place. And that's how we got to do the song. I had him for a week. We just messed around in the studio. And we came up with that song. We had Koto do the vocals. We got a bunch of people to do the chant. Then
It's absolutely beautiful. So tell us a little bit more about Trevor Michael Presents Koto, Trevor. You know, what was, you know, your role as a producer is key, what was the concept? How do you see this as an extension of your own work?
I'd say the sound, in terms of the sound, how Koto sounds, it's been a journey. We didn't really get to this point where the music is now. It was a journey. We kept on experimenting with sounds until finally something resonated with us and we were like, yes, this is it now. This is it. This is how Koto should sound. Then I felt that, this needs to be out there.
You know, one of the things that struck me about this album as well is I know your work from the past, and your work is very much about beats, and it's very much, you've always had a strong house flavor. But this album it's still about the beats. It still is an electro album. But at the same time, it's very much an African music album. Do you see this as a departure or an evolution?
I see this as being diverse, you know, as being diverse as a producer. Because I work on different genres, like your house, Maskandi. I do anything, basically. You know, I'm an easy person and I adapt. You know, there's a number of albums that I did which surprised people. People wouldn't think Trevor would do that, you know, be able to produce that. Yeah.
Well, also because I think you work a lot with television and you do soundtracks and music, background music for shows. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. And that helps in understanding how to interpret emotions through music. So yes, that kind of extends your ability to create music, basically.
Yes. And yeah, I absolutely love it, because part of my thing is always diversity in sound. You know, one doesn't always want to listen to the same kind of music every day. You know, on a Monday morning, you want to listen to something different that you might on a Friday evening, for instance. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, great. Definitely. Yes. But let's hear another track off this beautiful album. This time it's Gosa. Do you want to tell me about this track?
Gosa is actually a prayer to God, and at the same time, it's a praise to God. It's a song praising God, thanking Him for what He has done for us.
Yes.
Also,
thank you. Yes. Well, that is also one of your signature things, is your amazing production work. We'll talk about it more on the other side of this track, Gosa. I'm Nikki B. It's the Isolation Edition of The World Show, but we're still celebrating Youth Month and music for the young at heart. Speaking to the man himself, Trevor Michael, coming up, Gosa on The World Show on Kaya FM 95.9.
The World Show with Nikki B.
IFM 95.9. What beautiful, joyous sounds. Gosa, a prayer, but so inspiring. And I must say, Trevor, you've got some lovely messages here on Facebook. And Tokozo says, is making a comment on what you said about our godly purpose and gave a thanks emoji. I absolutely agree, talking about Bakai. What an incredible track it is, especially at these times. Daniel says, Trevor was part of my jazz event. He was a sound guy for Bro and Duduzo Makatini, and he is doing a very good sound. Yeah. And Lechlo Honolo says, wow, just wow. Sepiso says, music that deserves to be heard. You're just getting a lot of great comments as well. People just raving about the sounds, Trevor. Yes.
Oh, nice. That's good to hear.
Yes, I'm sure you will see on. Oh, and Brian also, I must make note of this one. Brian says, yes, that's my younger brother, Trevor Marco, super proud. He's a multi-talented artist. And absolutely, I mean, Trevor, tell us a little bit about your talents. You play bass, you play piano, keyboards, produce, do engineering. Wow.
Yeah, man. Thing is with me, Nikki, I believe in investing my time well. I don't have a lot of friends, so what I do is just play around here at the studio. Either I grab on a bass or a guitar, you know. As long as whatever that I'm doing contributes positively towards my bigger vision, you know.
Yes.
I do anything and everything. Like your videos, I edit videos. I just finished editing a video for Lighthouse, my video for Lighthouse.
Yes.
And definitely I'll be sending it to the broadcaster. So
in fact, we're gonna be playing Lighthouse next. But continue what you were saying, yes.
Yeah, so I believe in investing time well. Obviously the future is a composition of present moment. How do you spend the now is very important. So hence I can be all these things because I invest in myself.
Well, as I say, you know, often with music, and I completely relate, working with music, it becomes your best friend anyway. So it's a place you turn when you're happy and a place you turn when you're sad, you know. So I completely relate to that, yes. But before we play Lighthouse, because this is what's coming up, I want to just touch base on the fact that you were given the rights to the late, great Nana Coyote's music. And that you reworked a lot of that in your last release. But you mentioned to me that you still working with Nana's music. So where does that stand in your process?
With the Nana stuff, you know, it's a very delicate project. It's very close to my heart. I constantly want to recreate it and produce it with the emotions that I'd be feeling at that time I've been producing it.
Yes.
And then music is a journey, right? And I feel at this point I can sort of present it differently as opposed to the last time I released that album. So, I think I'm not influenced by trends or anything, but I just want to, I added in fact a lot of elements, the current elements like your Mapiano sound, you know, your weekend, house kind of influence. So I added just those elements just to have it relevant to the now market or generation.
Well, you know, I think you don't ever discount what you did before. I just, as we were speaking, it is about evolving with the times. And I think, you know, a moment ago, I played the new Umo Sangari album, which is called Acoustic. And she's taken a lot of the songs that were on her previous more electro album and done a more acoustic treatment. The songs are equally beautiful on both albums, but it's quite nice to be able to play around with brilliant music. And I think that's one of the roles you have as a producer, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
I have all the luxury to just play around. I mean, I own a studio, so I can just mess around with stuff, you know, until I get to a point of satisfaction.
Yes, absolutely. But now Lighthouse, I think, is it going to be first played on the World Show?
Yeah, Lighthouse, yes, definitely.
So the next two songs I'm going to share, but I'm not even going to mention what the second one is. We'll speak before that. But tell us about Lighthouse and tell us about this project that you're working on.
I'm currently working on my EP. It's almost done, actually. I'm just finished mastering. I'm just left, rather, with mastering just two of the EP songs. So Lighthouse, worked on it with Kabom. It was written by Kabom and myself about 3 weeks ago. What I usually do is I create it, then maybe record some ideas, then send it to Kabom. Then Kabom would write the rest of the song.
Yes. No, he's a brilliant songwriter, yes. And he's also somebody, like I mentioned Sol earlier, Kabomo and Sol, you've got a long-time musical brothers, let's put it that way.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Well, let's get a taste of Trevor's forthcoming EP. This one is Lighthouse. You're listening to it first on The World Show on Kaya FM 95.9.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Kaya FM 95.9. Lighthouse, Trevor Mako featuring Kabomo, Amapiano Mix, one of the forthcoming tracks that will be released by Trevor Mako. Now, Trevor, I've noticed that with both Lighthouse and the next song I'm going to play, you've gone back to the disco vibe, which is quite wonderful. Is that really what you're exploring with these tracks, with your forthcoming work, or where does this fit into the general scheme of things?
Vicky, like I've said, I'm diverse in terms of sound. So my EP is just a mix, just a cocktail of everything. Anything you can think of is there. Even like your slower tempo, you're like 45 tempo. I have songs like that. So it's just a cocktail of great music.
Yes, but it's fun as well, and that's what I've been enjoying about it, both the tracks you send me, yes. By the way, Trevor, how has life been? You spoke about, you know, getting locking yourself in your studio and really exploring your music during this lockdown. But as a musician, as an artist, how have you been affected by this, you know, situation with COVID-19? How has it affected you as a performer, as a producer, as an engineer? And what are you hoping for at the moment?
Definitely, Nikki, it has impacted on us negatively, you know, in terms of go and perform the songs you record in the studios. We can't do that. It has definitely affected us economically. But yes, on the upside, we get to spend time with ourselves, you know, yes, and create more music. But now, that music that we're creating needs to be out there. So the only platform that's available is the digital platform, which musicians have seen they are utilizing, and they're getting great response.
So, yes, and I must say, and I will always say that I've just been blown away by the work of musicians during this period, and how, despite the circumstances that each individual might find themselves in, it's really their work online, on online platforms, digitally, that has been keeping us going despite the situation. It's remarkable how creative and how much hope and inspiration musicians have been bringing, and I thank you as one of those. Before I ask you the next question, I must also make note that earlier on, Katlego wrote in on Facebook and said, it's one of my favorite albums in the local scene period has to be Sekosile by Kabomo, which was produced by Trevor Michael. For that reason and many others, I'll be tuned in to hear Trevor tonight. And Odridge says, I'm loving it when he's hearing your songs. And Julius Nkuna says, Holada, represent. So, of love coming your way, that is for sure. And I really look forward to the day when you can come into studio and we can chat again. But tell us about the next song. This was quite a surprise for me. Fantasy featuring Kabomo, the Amapiano mix. Is it off your forthcoming EP?
Yes, ma'am. What had happened was, let me tell you just a quick story about this whole thing.
Yes, how please. I got
A neighbor of mine was playing music loudly. Usually he does that when there's load shedding. So yes, I was on my way to buy bread. And I was like, what? I had this song. I was like, no, I need to go back to the studio and try and remix this thing. Try and get quiet, you know, for it. Then I went back to the studio. Never got to buy bread. I was like, bread and hunger. No, you can't take away this moment. I need to remix this song. So I went back to the studio, started working on the music, I think it took me like an hour because I was too excited, you know, to get it done.
Yes.
Worked on the music. Then after I did the vocals, then I sent it through to Kabom. And Kabom was like, hey, this is something. This can be huge. Then he did his part. He sent his part about 3 a.m. the next day, a.m.
Oh, wow. He was just so inspired.
Yeah. But that one is a hard worker. Kabom is a hard worker.
No, he is, yes.
Yeah, so I got the parts. Got them on to the session, then I mixed and mastered it. Then the next day, I requested that they grant me rights, the publisher grant me rights for the song.
Yes.
Then
I'm so fantastic. Fantastic that you've got the rights and everything. I'm super excited by the song. I think I wrote to you immediately after you'd sent it to me and said, wow.
Oh, yes.
But still, I've got a feeling this EP is going to have a disco flavor, and I love it. Yes. One more mention. I've got to say thanks to Kai Timbuktu, who was commenting on your track. Bakai saying beautiful piece, and Tepiso says dope track. People are loving it. And it is so important as a song that raises awareness at the same time. But Trevor, thank you for joining us. And I look forward to having you in studio in the not so distant future. Who knows? And we can have a much longer a chat. But thank you for first sharing these songs on the World Show, and thank you for the beautiful project Trevor Michael presents Koto. How can people follow you or get hold of you?
They can follow me on Twitter at Trevor Michael, on Instagram _Trevor Michael, and on Facebook like my Trevor Marco page and
yes.
my Trevor Marco Productions page.
Okay, great. And Koto, it's available.
Definitely on all digital platforms. Hamban yo tena. Hamban. Let them go by.
Yes, absolutely. Koto is available on all digital platforms. Keep buying, even if we can't get the physical copies right now. Please support the musicians. Thank you, Trevor Michael, for joining us once again on The World Show. And thank you for your great work.
Thank you, ma'am. And thanks for the love and support. Nyabong.
Always. Nyabong, guy.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Every Sunday from 6 to 10 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Visit kayafm.co.za for more.